One Elusive Beat brings us a regular dose of our reality check. Today, reporter Marcel Henry is joining us to talk about a story online today about aviation safety. Good morning, Marcel.
Hey, Catherine. How's it?
So this is in the news because we've had some recent fatal crashes.
Yeah, this was an investigation, just a quick investigation I did. We call it a deep dive, I guess. Into air tour safety regulations. And really what it turns out, there's a lengthy record, and you can find it online if you go on the National Transportation Safety Board site or the Federal Aviation Administration's website. There's a lengthy exchange between those two agencies. You know, the NTSB is an independent federal agency that was set up to investigate all sorts of transportation crashes around the nation. And the FAA, which has the authority as oversight over the skies, over our airspace in the nation. And if you look at this, there's really a pattern that emerges over more than 30 years where you see the NTSB constantly pushing for stricter standards specific to air tours, like the helicopter tours and the plane tours that we see and that have very much been, again, in the news here in Hawaii. And those pushes for stricter standards often get rebuffed by the FAA and by the general aviation industry. So this is kind of a look at that history and what's gone down.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some calls from our congressional delegation, right? Is our sky safe? Are there enough rules in place to make sure that, you know, public safety is safe, right?
So, yeah, you know, Representative Ed Case, since he's gotten back into office, this has been one of the key things that he's actually focused on. He's made it a big issue with his constituents. And he's got legislation that he's introduced, that he actually introduced last year, that looks to make standards safer. And one of the things that he's got in there echoes what the NTSB has been pushing for really since as early as 1986, when you had a pretty tragic air tour crash where two air tours basically collided over the Grand Canyon, killing 25 people. And at least since then, you've seen the NTSB push for all air tours to be covered under the same strict standards. Now, currently there are some loopholes that allow air tours, whether those be helicopter or airplanes, fixed wings, to fall under the more looser, the weaker general aviation standards, which are pretty basic. Now, they do have some restrictions, but it basically doesn't have the same level of maintenance, oversight and surveillance, pilot training, and federal oversight, things like that. Most air tours, there is a designation where you have to have stricter standards on that, but there are loopholes, and the NTSB has called for years to close that, and actually Congressman Case's legislation would look to do that as well. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, consumers really don't know that, right? They're just assuming that, hey, you know, FAA's overseeing that we're good to go. We're on vacation. We want to go up and, see the sights.
Right. That was a big thing I wanted to hit on was I don't even think people are aware that, you know, there is the possibility if you're in one of these air tour companies, these flights, that you are on a more lax regulation or standard than some of the others. A key way to know is if you're only going kind of up around 25 miles, from your point of departure. We're on these small islands, so a lot of times these tour flights can afford to, you know, not have to cover tremendous amounts of space. And if you take off and land at the same spot, those are really the key restrictions to being on the more lax standards.
Right. And if you're saying, well, you know, we could up the standards, but it's going to cost.
Yeah. So the industry has really pushed back, saying that this would put a lot of them out of business. And the folks I talked to said this would add many tens of thousands of dollars more to their annual bottom line, and that, you know, they're heavily incentivized to keep their businesses safe and not have crashes. Yeah, but we're really at kind of an inflection point, right, where, again, we're seeing another spate of crashes. The skydiving crash, this was a very big thing with the NTSB when they came over here. And yeah, there's you're kind of seeing a general call for just making these safer. NTSB says these kind of standards would make things safer. So.
Right. Yeah. And I know you and I have done our share of doing interviews with grieving families, and it's tough. So you want to make it safe for everybody.
Sure. Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Marcel. That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. You can read his story online at civilbeat.org.